Let's talk about how Cleaners is a love letter to the Filipino concept that is hiya. Directed by Glenn Barrett, Cleaners is a 2019 coming-of-age anthology that stars high school seniors who, in their own little stories, explore what cleanliness means to them, from personal hygiene to the unlikely social connections that they make, to the rampant corruption that exists even in local government. The reason this movie rose to fame is because of its creative process. This was shot digitally, but each still was printed out, photocopied in black and white, which is very reminiscent of the exams and reviewers made in high school. Highlighters oozing with 2000s nostalgia. And even the very idea of cleaners takes you back. These are students assigned to keep the classroom neat and organized at dismissal time, and the rotation exists in every classroom to promote this sense of collective responsibility that you only see in collective cultures such as the Philippines. And while I find it witty that Barrett uses cleaners as foundation for these teenagers to explore what their values really are during adolescence, I want to focus on something else. How Cleaners is a love letter to the Filipino value that is hiya. This film acknowledges high school as the period in which many of us first feel this way, hiya. And it marks the beginning of the very many complicated feelings that we have as we grow up. Hiya is not just shame. And throughout this film, just like the characters, the definition of hiya also transforms. Contrary to popular belief, there is actually no direct translation for hiya. Foreign scholars have tried to articulate the meaning of hiya, often failing to do so, and usually leaning toward a more negative perspective. They say that it is shame. But this definition is a little too limiting, failing to cover all dimensions in which we experience hiya. The more I rewatch Cleaners, the more I see how this film perfectly encapsulates the different feelings that hiya evokes in all of us. In Nutrition Month, after a gut-wrenching performance in front of the entire school, Stephanie's classmates talk about her experience as being nakakahiya. Both amusing and mortifying, this all happens despite Stephanie's extreme phobia of germs. My personal favorite, Buwan ng Wika, stars two types of outcasts. The class president, who despite her leadership position, fails to connect with her peers that she's meant to lead, and the group of emo kids, whose off-putting antics make it hard for them to socialize and connect with others. Both types, despite their differences, are mahiyain, refusing to participate in the dance contest that they are supposed to be representatives of. Cleaners grows more ambitious with each story, shifting from individual notions of hiya to its collective impact. Prom looks at the blossoming MU between Brittany and Francis, both of whom have feelings of kahihiyan due to their inability to keep up with established gender roles and expectations. And SK lets us into the Babaran family's ambition and open secret, their political dynasty, and their attempts at maintaining this and growing this through their son Junjun, who shows us the audacity that comes with a politician's thirst for power. Kawalang hiyaan. Despite the different narratives that persist throughout the school year, each student in Cleaners shares a common struggle, and that is discovering their relationship not just with what it means to be clean or dirty, but also how hiya becomes their driving force to change. Stephanie learns that not all dirt needs to be rid of, and when in the right place at the right time, dirt can help something blossom. Being mahiyaan doesn't really help anyone, so Emma and Arnold, Lester and Anjali choose to go through something unfamiliar together despite their personal differences, leading to an unlikely but genuine friendship. Brittany and Francis, through their love for each other, eventually realize that they have not been lacking at all, and that if there's anyone who should feel a sense of kahihiyan, it should be these bullies of theirs who have been tormenting them for no good reason. And Junjun, despite his hands getting dirty at the attempt of securing a slot in local politics, fails to live with the guilt that comes from being walang hiya, from his family's lack of utang na loob to the very community that they claim they would like to serve. All these experiences show the complexities of growing up, discovering who you are, and learning what values mean the most to you. And as if the entire movie wasn't already very rewarding to watch, I find the final scene to be one of the most powerful ways that you can end a movie, let alone a coming-of-age one. Junjun lets out a cathartic scream that his classmates eventually learn to echo back, and more colors bleed into this ending. They are less timid now, and they are more aware of themselves than they were at the beginning of the school year. Very similar to how Adam and Eve developed this consciousness after committing the first sin. And the way that they make a mess of their classroom, you can sense that something has shifted now, and there has never been more hiya in themselves than ever. And to the liberal viewer from the West, this might be seen as every student trying to rid themselves of the hiya that they went through with all the screaming and kicking and vandalizing. But for a Filipino like me, all I see are a bunch of high school students who have a better sense of self now. There are so many things that I love about Cleaners, but what I want to emphasize here is that what I love about it the most, Cleaners tells you what it means to be a Filipino teenager who embraces hiya. As Salazar puts it, hiya isn't shame. Rather, as we grow up, we learn that the Filipino value of hiya is actually a sense of propriety, knowing what morals and values we'd like to carry as we come of age.